Although healthcare is a raging issue in Washington and across the country, U.S. senators are also likely to take up climate change when they return from the August recess. This morning in Tampa, a coalition of activists, politicians, and people involved in the alternative energy industry gathered to encourage citizens to call their representatives in Washington to support federal energy legislation that encourages more investment in green jobs. Robert Armstead is with the Florida Conservation Alliance, a group affiliated with the League of Conservation Voters Education Fund.
This event is to talk about the importance of clean energy jobs for our economy. Our nation is at a significant market failure in regards to our energy resources, and we need clean energy jobs in this country, and we need them now.
Specifically, Armstead and his allies want Floridians to have their senators in Washington support the American Clean Energy and Security Act, better known as cap and trade, that passed in the House earlier this summer.
To move our economy and diversify, especially in the state of Florida's economy, towards a less volatile economy so we can bring manufacturing jobs, bring jobs to our construction workers, to our plumbers, to our electricians, those that don't need re-education, so we can gain the efficiency in our market and then create new clean energy industry jobs here in this state.
Under the cap and trade system, the government would cap greenhouse gas emissions. Companies that exceed those limits could buy credits from companies that emit less greenhouse gas than permitted. Senator Bill Nelson has expressed support for cap and trade programs because he says it will let the market and not government dictate how to lower harmful emissions. Senator Martinez, who quit his job last week, has said the cap and trade would be dangerous in Florida. Tampa City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern says she hopes the governor selects a replacement who is strong on the environment.
This is Governor Crist's opportunity to appoint an interim senator that is going to be as strong or even stronger on environmental issues. I think that's really important. And I think it's important for Governor Crist because his opponent in the Republican primary for Senate, Marco Rubio, has spoken on the record about Florida becoming a clean energy state and has been an advocate for that. So I think Governor Crist, Senate candidate Crist, needs to really remember that.
But will Governor Crist? Reports surfaced last week that Crist, considered one of the most sensitive Republicans in the country on issues like climate change, said he was uncertain how he would vote on cap and trade legislation if he was in the Senate. Robert Armstead with the Florida Conservation Alliance says he himself is a Republican and has been disappointed in how his party has acted on the issue.
There is strong opponents to cap and trade and climate legislation in the Republican Party, which is obviously affecting the ability for a Republican candidate to be able to move forward and to take advantage of that. Marco Rubio is currently playing on that. But Marco Rubio has voted for cap and trade legislation. He has voted for clean energy legislation. He has voted for climate change legislation. And his supporters need to be very aware of that when he's making criticisms of our governor.
But Rubio has spoken out strongly against the cap and trade legislation, as he did in an interview with WMNF earlier this year.
I'm against cap and trade. I think big government mandates will do nothing to clean our global economy, because at the end of the day, India and China and many of the other emerging countries are nowhere near reversing their pollution. In fact, they're heading in the opposite direction. So I have no interest in America becoming the cleanest third world country in the world.
In addition to cap and trade, activists at Monday's rally said that an energy bill that would put more emphasis on renewable energies will be critical for Florida's economy. Phil Compton is with the Sierra Club.
The people who say we need to be energy independent need look no further than the folks standing here who represent the industry that is poised and ready to move us forward in the new direction away from fossil fuel. We don't need that oil. We cannot afford to let that oil be drilled off our coast, and we have to get that out of the Senate energy bill. Senator Bill Nelson is the champion on this. And before he resigned the other day, Senator Mel Martinez was joined at the hip with him in opposition to offshore drilling.
The rally was sponsored by the Washington, D.C.-based group One Sky and Green Florida, a local group working on community gardens in Tampa and St. Petersburg. Andrea Cucaro is a spokesperson for that group.
We've begun a program that is called the Paris Gardens Project, that's in memory of an 8-year-old girl who was killed by gun violence. Tragically, in April of this year, just a gang fight exploded. It was in front of her home. The 45 bullets that went through her house were intended for somebody else, but they killed Paris Whitehead Hamilton. And in her memory, we have begun creating front yard gardens all throughout the neighborhood so that We are creating them so that people remember Paris and remember the movement that started when she was killed this year to end the violence, to stand up to the violence that people see in the neighborhood.
Adrian Bernori is with the group Repower America.
With the housing bust, there's a lot of out-of-work contractors, plumbers, and electricians that can easily be retrained to become solar installer and hot water installers and put these people back to work. We encourage everyone to get involved in what's going on. We have an 800 number. It's 877-9-REPOWER. We encourage you to give a call to that number and leave a message for your senator.
Faye Rollers with the group Solar Source, based in Largo. She says her group is the largest solar contracting and distributing company in the state.
There are plumbers, electrical contractors, just you name it, people in marketing. They want to get into solar because they know this is the future, and we have to make it the future. So Solar Source recently was just approved by the Florida Department of Education to literally be accredited school. So now you get credit. It is college credit to come train at Solar Source, so come and see us. I could not stress enough how important this strong language in this current bill and strong policies. I mean, they are the future.
St. Petersburg City Councilman Carl Nurse traveled across the bay to speak.
If we're going to create jobs, we got to create jobs that not only create jobs today, but save money for all the people who live in those houses, you know, every month in the future. And so this is one of those situations where we have the ability to win, but what we need is the U.S. Senate to step up and give us an energy bill that really gives us the tools to make a difference. So thank you. The tools to make a difference.